a fly gal, get your nails done, get a pedicure, get your hair did.
Yummy, take it into the gym like a piranha. Yummy, take it into my gym like Yanni Wanda. I mean, it's only hit the top and see yaga. I mean, y'all bitches better y'all like Ariana if they ever.
What's tea?
I don't know, friend.
Well, we're gonna get into it. I'm Alicia.
And I'm Matt.
And this is the I Don't Know Friend podcast. Oops. Little ASMR. Okay, anyway, we're gonna go ahead and start things off like we usually do with our hot topics. What's the first thing we're gonna get into this week, friend?
Okay, so everyone knows about the whole VMAs thing with Cardi. She performed. We're not really gonna get into that, but what we're gonna get into was how Joe Budden responded to, he did his critique on the song, and he basically said that he felt like it was two girls. The song felt like two females that don't know how to make a song. That was just his critique. My
hook is not hooking for me.
It's not catchy. It's not particularly catchy.
It's not. There's nothing in it to make it stay. One. And two, I know y'all think Sexy Red is paying me. She's not. But this commercialized ratchet has passed. It's ghetto ratchet time. And neither one of them are ghetto ratchet on this song. I think they both have potential to be. And Cardi normally smokes ghetto ratchet, but she's too big. That's why she got to go get with K-Flock. That's why she got to go get with some of this. She's too big to do it. We need a Bodak Yellow now. Both of these women, this sounds like this is two women who can't make a song, is what it sounds like. So we need to get either some of the same writers back that had...
I think Party is a Party. Credited writer on this. Excuse me.
Oh, good. All right, so that means that y'all coming with old sauce. Because mm-hmm. The hook is not hooking.
I just feel like it's like he has an issue with me, and it was beyond the critique of Bongos. It's just like you inviting bitches that said the rudest, nastiest shit. But when, what's them niggas' name they used to do podcasts with?
Oh, Maul,
and the little other guy.
Yeah, when Maya and Rory say we fuck shit about you or lies about you, you get so defensive. You want to clear it up. You came at Taxstone because Taxstone said something about you. You want to clear it up. And, you know, you expect people to understand you, and you expect people to take your side. But I had to go to court. I had to go to court because this woman, like, it's beyond saying that I have herpes, right? Like, come on now. Like, it's beyond saying I have herpes. Like, this woman tried to run a I drug men campaign. She paid men to say that I drugged them and raped them. She claimed that my dad,
I'm not nobody's voice box. I'm not on nobody's payroll. I don't work for nobody. I'm my own man and my own opinions, and I stand in these shits. So, yeah, I don't want to hear that shit. And Cardi would understand that. It'd just be these fan bases. Fan bases, too. That's a new thing now.
True.
I'm not nobody's voice box. Somebody else's squad holding them down. And they just using me as the front man. And don't play with me like that, because y'all know I fuck with Cardi. But, I mean, I stand in what I said about the song. And I said it pretty respectfully.
You did.
I ain't here to come in and shatter nobody's dream. You say I ain't put the Shorty interview out, the Tasha K interview out, the day that she put that record out.
That
would have looked foul. That would have looked nuts. Maybe wouldn't have got that invite to the party.
Yeah, it's fucked up, though. Today, it's either you got to support it or don't say nothing. That's the way they treat you. Like, if you don't like something, don't say it. You either got to be on board, support, this is fire, I love it, champion it, or just shut up. And I don't think that's right.
Well, that's where the media people get chips on their shoulders. For me, is if I didn't hear nothing from none of y'all the 9 million times that I bigged you up, I definitely don't want to hear nothing from you that one time. That's somebody else's.
He has bigged up Cardi before and stuff. So she basically was doing interviews and was saying she feels like the issue that Joe Budden has with her is deeper than music. She feels like he critiques her. She just feels like personally attacked when he critiques things. She don't feel like he just keeps it on the music. So
which is crazy.
So he then responded, which y'all know Joe Budden, sassy queen, he gonna clap back at you. He basically was saying that he's bigged up Cardi before, he likes Cardi. He didn't hear from y'all the times he was bigging her up, so he don't want to hear when he has one little critique about her song. And one thing about Cardi, she cannot take criticism. This is why y'all Cardi fans don't have an album now, because she cannot take criticism. Because the thing with Cardi, and this gonna be a little long, little hot topic with her for just a little short period of time. However, I just feel like with Cardi, she feels like she is on this hate train, and sis,
she wants to be on a hate train.
So much love, it's ridiculous. Charlamagne might as well be on your payroll. How much he big
probably
you
is.
Up. Listen, like, you are not on a hate train. You just don't make good music sometimes.
I feel like she's just a little bit delusional because people hype her up so much.
Like, it's almost scary that she feels like she's on this hate train. Literally. You threw the mic. Was that a big uproar, Alicia?
No, for real. Like, it should have been. There would have been still talking about it.
They let her get away with murder. They let her get away with murder, and she feels like
assault. Literally.
Exactly. So that was the topic. She basically like responded back to him, which I'm on Joe Budden's side because
the song's not good.
The song is not good. And I've also seen him big her up, like on a song like WAP or, you know, things like that. Like, girl, just because he don't like this song don't mean he does not like you.
I feel like she really doesn't have anybody that keeps it real with her, clearly. Right. Because right. she genuinely doesn't see that this isn't, like, people aren't liking it. And you know, when a new song comes out, like on TikTok, it be everywhere. And it's really not. It's very, like, I'm able to go through my life without hearing that song, except every few. So right. No one's really liking it. Let's keep it a stack. At this point, it's been out for like, what, a week?
Yeah. That's why they had to do all that with them visuals and the music video. That's why it had to drop the same day as the song, because the song would not have done good without no video. I'm telling you, the song would not have done good without no video. So, yeah, that's basically the Joe Budden situation. We're gonna lead that into the situation.
So it's not in the top 10. It's not in the top 20. I'm scrolling.
The song is bad. I'm sorry.
Song is number 12 though?
What?
Barbie World.
Now that's how you do a collaboration.
For real. Like, I'm not even seeing. Is it on here? Is it on the charts? Is it not in the Hot 100? That's embarrassing. It has to be. I refuse to believe it's not, but that's crazy. I literally don't see it. I'm all the way in the 80s. So I guess that lets you know, Cardi, that clearly it's not a Joe Budden thing, baby. It's just a bad song. Right. I don't think she's ever had a song that like not be. Maybe it hasn't been out long enough to be on it yet. I'm gonna give the benefit of the doubt, but
I'm not.
Either way, let's go ahead and go into our next little thing about that girl. Offset?
Yeah.
Offset basically DM'd one of Nicki Minaj's husband's friends talking about some stay out of women's business or some what was it?
Yes, that what were your location? He basically DM'd them saying where your location,
like pressing them,
stay out of women's business, right? Pressing them. And then, of course, like his wife does, they throw the rock and hide their hand and play like they're the victim. So Offset is, of course, getting off a private jet. And it's just like, I'm not even worried about nothing what y'all talk about. And this and that, trying to make it seem like Nicki Minaj's husband. And I don't want to refer to him. I don't want to put her in it, but Kenneth Petty. that's why him and his homeboys were standing outside the hotel. But don't try to make it seem like he crazy. You just ask the man what his location at. Be about what you're talking about. Don't ask him and then you're running. But that's an offset type of thing. Because word on the curb is...
Hasn't he done that before?
Who?
Huh? Yeah, I was about to say, yeah, hasn't he done that before?
Right, right. And even with Chris Brown. He did it to Chris Brown when Chris Brown pulled up. Yeah.
Say what you want about Christopher. He will. He will pull up for a little one too. I'll give him that one. He don't be scared.
So, I just feel like, of course, people started taking Offset's side because they want to, oh, Ken Petty this. You can say what you want to say about him, but what I don't like, I mean, at the end of the day, this is Nicki Minaj's husband. So, it's just like, you can say, don't put her in it, but that's who she's married to.
Right.
At the end of the day. So, they
the
come
only
as...
The thing they can ever say about Kenny is the charge, and let's keep it a stack. I feel like in the next few years, he's going to get removed off that list because you can pay to get it off, and you know old girl got the bread. And then what? That you used to be? That's what we're going to say? Because he don't do nothing but stand behind her.
Literally, that's the only thing. I mean, you can't
that's
say
that.
It's one of the worst things, but hey.
That's literally it. Yes, he's corny, but that's really all we can say.
Right.
He's right behind her, supporting her husband and watching his baby like he's supposed to be.
Hello.
He's a full-time nanny. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, did you want to touch on, since we're on a Cardi rampage right now, because we're going to get into the Tasha K thing, but the fact that she was saying hip-hop is her culture.
Which is not what she was saying a few years ago. Yes, girl. She want to be black so damn bad, but it's only now that she wants to be black. Five years ago, these were not necessarily your same feelings, same topics, same groupings with your culture. So it wasn't your culture. You was Miss Dominicana. So which one is it? Pick one. Because you can't flip-flop like that. You wasn't you wasn't rolling with it. Yes, she was on Love and Hip Hop, but that's a show. That's a check. Plenty of Beyond Love and Hip Hop that don't be nothing about no damn hip hop.
Right.
So, yes, you do your little 1-2 ABC skiddly raps, but that don't make you part of the culture for real. Let's be real.
Right.
Let's be real. A part of your culture. Let's be real.
So, yeah, and it was just the fact that she was trying to check, like, this is my. Just like a wannabe black girl. I hate it.
Down. This is why I say we need to stop letting her say nigga. And I'ma keep saying it. I've been saying it for years, actually. The first album, I said she's a little too loose with that word.
She is.
And I stand by that. Black dick don't make you black. Alrighty.
Hello.
What, the Tasha K thing? What started all of this? Oh, because she got mad that he interviewed her? That Joe Budden interviewed Tasha K?
Right. Okay. I forgot to mention that part.
Joe Budden interviewed Tasha K. Cardi made statements about that, too, and how upset she was, and working with the op, and So, Tasha K put out a long-ass statement going over all of the claims that Cardi was trying to say that Tasha has said over the years. And Tasha's like, to be honest, I only got charged or... is it convicted? I don't know. Either way, she only got sued for one of the statement about the STD thing. And anything else you're trying to say, she never actually said or got at least found liable for them. So you need to chill. And as far as the money is concerned, you could have been got paid, but you're letting your lawyers hype you up into thinking that you can remove my platform when you really can't. And so now you're getting all these court costs and arbitration fees, and they're charging you $100,000 a week, and now you're expecting me to pay that as well as what I was already ordered to pay, the four million. I could have been had that together, but you wouldn't keep bringing us back into court. So. Right. Keep letting them play you if you want to, is basically what she said.
What? I mean, which, listen, y'all can say I don't like Cardi, this and that, and that, so I'll never be on her side, but at some point,
let it go.
You gotta let it go.
I get it, so much
anger in her heart just for her saying you have an STD. First of all, she's not the first person to talk bad about you.
She's not even the person who made up the rumor.
Listen, we can go down the list on things that everyone says about you, but you chose to pick Tasha K. I mean, hey, that's you. However, it's just the issue at hand. Okay, you did nip that in the bud. However, you're continuing to do this. Like, now you being spiteful. You already said you don't want her kids to go to college. You don't want them to be successful in life. You could care less about Tasha K. Which, I mean, exactly. It's fine. Have your opinions on her. But don't bring her kids up in that. But because she said you have an STD, it's okay for you to bring her kids into that. No one said nothing about that, did they? Oh, she shouldn't have been about Cardi first. Right. Let it would have been someone else. Mm-hmm. They let you get away with assault, like my friend said. I ain't gonna use the word. Get away with everything. Like, let's be real. Y'all trying to get on Spike. Y'all trying to get on Spice for what she said about Erica. What about what she said?
She's black.
Tasha never spoke about Cardi K.
Is it because Spice is black that y'all upset? But Cardi can say what she want because she light skinned. If you want to pretend she's black, but really because she's Dominican. Right. I'm not black, I'm Dominican. All
right. Right. So let's just call a spade. If it's wrong to bring kids up or talk about kids, period.
Nah, it's wrong.
Like that. No one is exempt.
Pick and choose.
So if y'all want to do that to Spike, do that to Cardi. Because she ain't even have to say, I don't want her kids to go to the light. Why is that your first process?
Right. Cardi got real emotional stuff she got to deal with.
You're not finna make no more money. Like, I would be more so focused on you, but on you to bring her kid. Cause I'm just not thinking about that. And it's just like, what was the reason?
And I tell you, Cardi be watching her close. Like, I don't know about now, but Cardi definitely used to be on the internet watching YouTube videos about herself. Cause she would hop into a number of blogs and YouTube comments and speaking on people. Like, she did that with Impressive. She did it with Tasha. She did it with a few others.
Oh, she did that with Impressive?
Yeah, remember that time when Cardi was like, and if you got a problem, I'm out the corner, you can meet me outside. Impressive.
Let's talk about that right quick. Because she did the same thing to Malibu Barbie.
Malibu Mix.
She did the same thing. Oh, it was the girl shouldn't have been talking to Cardi crazy then, right? It was that then, right? When Cardi was looking like a lunatic, a famous person, you have all this money, you have all these things to lose, and you on the block waiting on somebody, trying to wait till they pull up, right?
Or not a fan, but like a nobody,
right,
you know?
Right. Girl. But when Kenneth did it, he's got too much time on his hand. He's a bum. He's that.
Well, Impressive was like, you just had a baby. You really should be in the studio, not on the corner trying to fight. Five fans. Hello. And Cardi got so upset and speaking on me as a mother and like my baby was at home and I was at the studio and like going in and it's like you was standing on a corner posted up on a corner at midnight on a Tuesday. You don't think that's strange? You don't think that's odd in a bathrobe?
Right.
Y'all don't want to hear all that though.
Hello.
Was that the last thing we had to say about that girl? Because I'm tired. Moving on. Yeah, what's next? Who are we talking about next?
So, what we're going to get into is Drake. So, this is a little interesting little hot topic. Drake, basically, so the one, I just seen it and I can't find it.
I got it here. The Bobby Althoff.
Sure. Yeah, so Bobby, the white girl. Yeah. The white girl that does the interviews in like dry humor, sarcastic way. If y'all know the one where her and Drake went viral when she was like, you don't know your kid's birthday or something she said or whatever. Or you don't know what time she said something. Whatever. So if y'all know, the interview like did really good. It did numbers for her because really that's how everybody found out.
Everybody found out about her.
Yeah. So it did good for her. She went to the Drake concert. I feel like it's an act, though. Like, she was just standing there or whatever. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know with her. She's a mysterious young lady. But if y'all know, the interview got removed. Nobody knew why. So, allegedly...
And they unfollowed each other.
Right. They unfollowed each other. Drake is good for unfollow. So, what happened was, TikToker claimed Drake legally screwed Bobby by reportedly getting their interview pulled after he played Tyga's Rack City throughout the episode. So I guess in the episode he did bring up Tyga, like, you know, and then was like, you don't know Tyga, you don't know Rack City. So I guess she was saying no, he played it, which is now is like, you kind of side eye Drake just a little bit, like Drake was just playing it. Did you? Because it's
playing
like
the clip, crazy. Like playing a part of it. Okay, he played the whole song throughout the interview.
Right, he played it throughout the episode, so it kind of questions like, I think you did this on purpose, Drake. Like, because it's just given like, did you know something happened? This ain't the full story because something had to happen between the time the interview came out to the concert to them unfollowing each other. Something had to come out great to get petty and be like, you know what, I'm gonna get this removed.
Because allegedly he reported the fact that the song was being played throughout the episode, and y'all know YouTube, you can't have copyrighted music in the stuff, and if you do, you'd have to pay the owner of the songs, aka like the record label, all of the money. So instead she just removed it. But it's like, why would you report that, Drake?
Right. So
there's more to the story. Right. I'm leaning more towards she wasn't really trying to fuck on him the way he wanted to be fucked on. But that's my personal opinion. Thank you. Drake is good. Drake is good to fall out with the girls. And I just feel like it's something more. It has to be. There's no reason for him to have reported it.
Right.
At all.
So we're going to keep our eye on that story.
Yeah.
But moving along, we were going to bring up
Jeannie and who?
Diddy.
Okay.
So with Diddy, if y'all know, he recently gave like all the people that was on his under his label their publishing back, you know, and things like that.
The streaming publishing back.
He's so full of shit. The streaming publishing
is crazy. Not that people are really buying albums now, but still.
And it's like, mind y'all, he just had an album come out, Love. It's like number one. How? I don't know. I have not listened to it yet.
A single song.
I did hear a song that came on Pandora.
Is Act Bad on that? If so, I've heard that, but that's it.
I don't think so. I think this is just a R&B album.
Oh, well, then I heard none of it.
So, it's just a coincidence. And if y'all see me, we see each other.
Right.
And his album has just came out. He's giving them the streaming publishing back. He wants to seem like this god, and he's so generous.
Good guy.
This and that.
Yeah.
When in reality, Aubrey O'Day from Danny Duquesne came out and basically said they had to sign an NDA to not even talk bad about this man ever again, really.
The band, like, Bad Boy, a couple other people, like, for the rest of their lives in order to get the streaming back.
And Aubrey is one that I believe because Aubrey been saying he wants shit since back in the day.
Since back in the day.
If y'all remember.
Back in the band.
He ain't shit now. And she never cared for him. And that's why he kicked her out the group because she always spoke her mind and it just was downhill from there.
Right.
But he really messed them over because they were really a good group. I used to like their music. And so it's just the simple fact that people were saying, like, why now? He was like, he's been working on this for 2 years. Yeah, to get it set up for this album rollout and all that. Like, and then another one came out. I forgot what group he was in, but he was under Diddy as well. And he was just saying, we don't want this streaming. We want the money that we made from the song.
Right.
Like, kind of, no, like you said, nobody buying albums no more.
Claims or wrongdoings or actions prior to the date of the release, I have to sign an NDA that I will never disparage Puff, Bad Boy, Janice Combs, or Justin Combs Music, or EMI, or Sony ever in public.
So that you just got recently for this thing.
I got it a few months ago when he started doing this. So what's happening is artists, some of them, not all of them, are being given streaming royalties and ownership back over our publishing on songs that we wrote. At a time when you know that you have to stream a song a million times to make a cent.
Yeah.
Okay, it's hundreds of dollars. And me, as somebody that's a girl's girl,
I just stream a song like a thousand times in order to get a dollar. I think it's something like that.
So it's just like, Diddy, you're playing in their face even more. I honestly don't see. I only feel like Mary J. Blige stick with him because she has made money. I don't know. Maybe it's just deeper. Maybe she just looked beyond. But I also feel like Diddy don't do Mary how he does the other people.
Other people.
If I do feel Mary would have left Puff if he was doing the same thing. I do get that from Mary, so I won't say that. But if y'all know, he did perform at the VMAs. He got the Icon Award, whatever the case may be. If y'all realize, no, all those songs he did, none of those artists were on that stage. And it's very shocking that this is the night you're getting your award. You know, people want to show you love. None of them perform with you. So that's the bombastic side eye, Diddy.
Real quick, it's 1,500 streams to equal one pure sale.
Moral of the story, no. Diddy ain't shit.
Yeah.
But I did just want to bring that up. Moving right along. So we were going to get into the Genie and Jeezy thing, which was shocking to me.
Did you
watch the impressive episode?
Yeah.
Did you agree?
Yeah. That you feel like a purple publicity?
Yeah, it started to make sense. That
Let's explain it a little bit. That. So, okay, yeah, Jeezy filed for divorce from Genie Mai. Some people were speculating there was some cheating going on Genie's side. And other people were just like, oh, like, it just wasn't a real marriage. Like, it was very much giving. Not that it wasn't a real marriage, but that it was a convenient marriage. It was, oh, right. Genie wants to have a baby with a black man. Jeezy wanted to have a wife that wasn't black. So it just kind of worked out, but that they were really living two separate lives. She was in LA living like a Hollywood life. He was in Atlanta being like, you know, a black Atlanta person, businessman type things. And so they just really weren't even like rocking like that. I didn't know they lived separately. That's kind of crazy.
I didn't know that either. Because during, you know, quarantine, of course they were staying together, but yeah, right. I didn't know they were living separately.
Now that I look back on it, I'm like, oh yeah, they don't be together like that. Like,
yeah,
yeah. Okay. So I think they did sign like prenups and stuff. So I don't even feel like it's really gonna be that big of a deal.
It may not, and I don't feel like she would do too much in regards to him not seeing his child.
Yeah, he's trying to get joint custody.
Yeah, he's trying to get joint custody. I don't feel like, because if he made you feel so safe and secure for you to marry him, you should feel the same way that he would treat your child like that.
Right.
And that's just my opinion. Because if you don't, I mean, I guess it is different with, you know, with your child or whatever, but at the end of the day, that's his dad, and you had to think that this would eventually come into play with y'all living separately anyway.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, maybe with y'all living separately, but you may would have gone with her because y'all married, you know, things like that. And now that y'all divorcing, it's separately. However, yeah. Interesting. And, interesting.
Do you think he's going to get remarried?
I do not, because this was his first marriage. Jeezy is like 35.
It's giving, only 35?
Yeah, I may be being nice.
I'm looking it up.
He probably like 40.
He's giving 40.
Yeah, he probably like 42.
I put on for my city. I'm
43. I was definitely being nice saying 35.
45. Yeah,
okay, yeah. Okay.
He's gotta be in the 40s.
Ooh, yeah,
his birthday coming up too. Let's see how he celebrates his birthday, because his birthday's on the 28th. Let's see.
A Libra. That makes so much sense.
Let's see what he ends up doing.
Yeah. So, no more Genie and Jeezy. Moving right along.
We can do Tiana and Iman. This is just like a blind item. I feel like I don't feel like it's really. I refuse to believe it's real. They're my model Sag Cancer couple, so I'm gonna.
Iman is a Cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I know. I have so much feelings. Yeah, that's what makes it hard to believe almost. Like, they're just so emotional.
And that's another reason why I do believe it. I do believe that they are really separated.
Why?
He gives me that he, when it came out, I'm like, there has to be a way that Tiana knows, first of all. Second, he don't give me that he ever disrespects her. We never heard anything about
Right, exactly. That's why I'm like...
So that's why it's given that they are separated. Because for Tiana to make that whole... Tiana is from New York. Tiana ain't that type of girl to just let Iman play in her face like that. And she finding out from the blog.
I want them to stay together.
So it's just our feelings are hurt. But I feel like they're definitely in a good place.
I feel like the pictures themselves were kind of innocuous at best. Like, he was just in like a room with some other girl. Like, he can't be in a room with him. Stop it.
They're not together. This is just my personal opinion, but I do feel like Tiana, because she's came out as bisexual before and things like that.
Yeah, they be having threesomes and stuff. I think they just be living their life. Y'all thinking too much into it. He was probably sussing old girl out to bring her back home to mama. Y'all not finna do this to me. I refuse.
They're not together.
Stop it, bro.
I feel like Tiana low-key likes the girls more than the guys. That's just me. That's just me.
I feel but like,
hey, we'll see where this leads to, because hey, couples separate.
She just posted them and stuff. I feel her posting the picture of the two of them, I feel like it's like we still rocking together. Like, it wasn't giving, that was her statement, because like, I'm not even gonna address this because it don't even make no damn sense. That's my man, and I'm gonna stick behind him.
We separated. It'd probably be like a little still, of course, lovey-dovey feeling when they're together, but they're separated.
It's not
good. And that is gonna... Any final thoughts? That's gonna be the last of this hot topic.
No, because I don't want to hear your nonsense, so we can move right on along.
Okay. All right. So, that's gonna wrap up...
That? No, we still got more topics.
Oh, it's not. I'm sorry. We should.
We'll do one more.
Okay. If y'all don't know, so this came out and it was a little hush hush because I do remember it coming out with Remy. Okay, so we're gonna talk about Remy allegedly cheating on Papoose, right? Mm-hmm. So this recently came out. It was real quiet. Like I said, it came out, died down really quick. Because it was definitely a topic on Twitter. So if y'all know this one YouTube. Basically highlighted on it. So Remy does like these battle raps that she's like the owner of. Should people come and battle rap? I don't know if they probably get money for it or whatever.
I think so.
One of the battle rappers was going at it with the alleged dude that Remy has been messing with. And basically a battle rap, you say whatever, and he
like nothing's held back. All. You can talk about kids, you can talk about mamas, wish right. that they be doing all that.
Right. So he exposed it all basically. So the story was that Papoose had fought the guy when the story came out. Again, it died down, nobody really talked about it anymore.
Yeah.
So the guy basically brought up the fact that they moved the location from where it used to be
the
shot
opponent.
Out just to yeah.
Yeah. So I'll just say that to make it clear for them listening.
Oh, okay, yeah. So the opponent basically was telling the alleged Remy's
side mission. Chick.
Side nigga. Side nigga. So that he made it to each and every one while he's not at this one. Basically out in them. The alleged guy basically confirmed it in his response or whatever.
Yeah, so
it's wild that guys cheat on women every day. Let's make that clear. However, some females don't hold guys down when they go to jail. But Papoose, that's a lot different type of breed, honey.
He held her down for real.
He wanted a baby. You gave him a baby. And it's just, you get out and cheat on this man.
He said he went to visit her every day for a year.
Right.
All day.
The man that we have in today's society and they're good, we gotta hold them tight, honey.
Part of me wants to believe or hopes that it is just like some fake shit they're trying to hype up for.
No, I don't feel like it.
I said part of me wants to believe that it's just like some publicity hype it up whoop type thing, or that he was just saying it just to try to like get the one up on the rap, the at least the side nigga, to like, yeah, only reason you didn't see me knocking dude out was because I still with the girl. Like, I hope that it was just giving, I'm trying to get this little bread here, and that she wasn't actually cheating with some no-name man who looks very young, by the way. Yeah.
My thing is, I'm going with, I believe it. That's just my opinion. And
in this hater era right now, y'all?
The audience was making it even worse because they were saying, no, don't do that, don't do that.
I mean, they always do.
They do, but I don't know if Remy was there.
Yeah, she was. She was right there.
Okay, for her to be there and for her to approve that, why are you
approving? There's nothing to approve.
It's nothing to approve, but she let it go on.
That's not battle rap culture.
Whatever the case may be.
Maybe not in the setting. Yeah, you don't know what happened behind the scenes. They're like, when they be rapping, they be having their people on the stage, and anybody on that stage can get it. Even though I'm battling you, I can go in on old boy because his shoes don't match, and he's there, so I'm gonna get them bars off. So it's like anybody that's up there, it can get the smoke, basically. Not to say that's not true or not. I'm just saying it wouldn't be cool for her to try to step in, and especially with her being the one running it, like, she would seem kind of, you know, biased a little bit to really interject at that part and not just let it rock. And that's just how they go, especially her being like a woman in the battle rap scene, and like, it's not like she's running the women's ones. I mean, I'm sure she has women rap too, but battle rap is still very, you know, nigga dominated. So for her, she gotta kind of carry herself differently in that space to be respected in that space. Now, again, I'm not saying it's not true, I'm just trying to bring a little bit of background into it. We'll see what happens. We'll see if they stay together. Don't they got two kids together now? Didn't they just have another baby? A couple years ago? Or they only have one? Either way. Yeah. I never liked how they always call her the golden child either. Like, what y'all saying about the other ones? But anyway, that's neither here nor there.
But either way, she cheated on that man. Let's move right
anyway
on.
That's gonna wrap up Hot Topics this week. We can go ahead and get into our docket questions. First one is a dry beggar versus a beggar, which one is worse?
I feel like a dry
talk. I wasn't shaking my head.
Okay, I feel like a dry beggar is worse, because dry beggar gives, just ask for it at this point. If that's right. What you really like, it stop trying to be around the bush. At least a beggar is, you know, they're begging, you know, mm-hmm. what they want. A dry beggar, I don't have time for the mysterious. I don't read minds. I'm the type of person, I'm gonna know what you want, and at this point, I'm gonna just let you ask.
Oh yeah, stop. I'm just gonna be like, damn. I'm sorry. I'm very much going to like.
And then later, you ain't never say nothing.
Yeah, my bad. I had no idea. They literally, even like kids be doing that too. Like, oh, that looks real good. It is. I'm enjoying it. Thanks for these chips. Ask for something that you want. I hate a dry beggar. I hate a dry beggar, a dry snitch. Anything dry, bitch. Let's keep it stacked. Okay. I just feel like you just say what you want. And I can only say it with niggas because that's the only people I encounter it with. But it just be like, I'm probably not gonna be talking to you because my phone about to be cut off. I'm like, damn. Well, I hope you have a great rest of your day. Cause, like, why are you telling me this?
No.
What did you want me to say? Like, thank you. Sure. Yeah, that was pretty short. I don't know why I even picked that one. The next diet question we have is, if they don't look like their picture, would you still fuck with them? So, like, you see them on Instagram, you see them on a dating app, whatever, whatever. They're cute, cool. Y'all meet up, y'all go for y'all link. Not that it's a catfish, for real.
Right, but it's just a little off.
A little off. You, like, looking at the picture, like, I guess that, if it's given that, is you still gonna fuck with them?
No, and I'm being honest. only because me, and we talked about this on the last, on one of them, about being me being open-minded, and I was just told last night, someone told me they feel like I'm just kind of stuck in my ways.
Exactly, and that's why I gave her that side when she said she was open-minded, y'all know.
And I feel like I really get that from my grandma. Like, I really feel like once I feel a certain type of way, it's very hard to steer me from that. So if I see, if it's something that I can't, now if it's something that I can get with, that it's not too often, yes. But if I just can't not get with it, and it's like, okay, Maxine, just talk to him. Just talk to him. He's
like,
nice.
If they're like old if pictures or something, so
it's just gonna be like, it's always gonna be like a little disconnect, and I'm not always gonna fully be there. So I'm being honest, no, I would not.
That's crazy. For me, I feel like it just depends. If it's like I said, like I can tell, like it's like an old picture or something, I'll be like, I'll just be like,
yeah, nah, old pictures, because you may find someone that you're currently talking to and see like an old picture and be like, oh, look at them. But
I'm
not, you know,
but I'm saying that's what you saw of them. They posted old pictures, or you only saw the pictures you saw of them are old. So then when you're linking with them or you're seeing them now, that's not really how they look no more. Like, now he bald. Yeah, no. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Stuff like that. I feel like I'd be like, but I think it would just depend on the vibe, and let's be real, knowing me, I'm gonna probably say something, like ask about it. I don't feel like I look different than my pictures, so I can't me really either. Relate, but yeah, I feel like I'm a, someone told me they think I look better in person than the pictures. I know it was a compliment, but I felt the shade. I was like, anyway, niggas be making the weirdest compliments, but thank you.
They do. They don't.
I put effort into that, so I don't like that you saying that I look. I try not to be crazy, so I ain't say too much. I just said thanks, but in the back of my head, I was going off. But yeah, I feel like it would just depend on how different they look if I would still fuck with them. Like, there's one person I have in mind, and I think that's who I made the question about, because I don't know what happened. You could tell, like, the pictures are him, but they're very odd. If I still have them, I'm gonna send them to you, Max, so you can see who I'm talking about. Okay. But I actually don't fuck with him, so maybe not. No, I don't fuck with him for different reasons. It's not because of the looks, though. So I think I still would, as long as it's not like catfish or not like crazy different. Like, you started bleaching your skin or something. Now you just look wild. But yeah, I guess that's gonna wrap up the docket questions this week. So we're gonna go ahead and do a little bit of a am I the asshole here? This one. Am I the asshole for asking my boyfriend to split my mortgage with me? Me and my partner, both in our 30s, recently moved into my flat, which I own with a mortgage in London. He said he will pay less a month than the mortgage. I suggested to split the cost down the middle, including the mortgage, as we do with going out, etc. This is still around £300 cheaper than it would be renting an equivalent flat. He also got very angry with me. We obviously have different opinions. I just wanted to discuss it, but he got very mad and said he will move out rather than discussing a compromise. I live alone for 4 years now. Sharing a space, living together saves us both. Is it saves us both, how I see it. I have a nice flat in zone 3 area, whatever that means, in London. He earns enough money, so it isn't the issue. I'm happy to meet a compromise, but I feel the amount he is suggesting is totally unrealistic.
So he's trying to pay less than what she wants.
He doesn't want to split all the bills, like, in the middle. But apparently they do that for, like, dates and going out and stuff. He feels like he shouldn't have to pay, like, split the mortgage.
But he feels like he should live there.
But he, yeah, is living there now.
No, you are not the asshole, honey.
Right.
He's being the asshole because if he can do it on dates and then just, he think he just going to be splitting. First of all, y'all be in the house more than dates. And the house is where y'all live. Y'all don't live on dates.
And she said they split the dates, so...
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. At this point, you're literally making your money for your needs and y'all dates. You're not putting no money into the home that you stay in.
Right.
So, you're not the asshole.
I'm gonna have to ask somebody about this one, because I'm sure he's got opinions. I agree. I feel like she is not the asshole. Homie is really tripping, especially considering that he's moving in with her. I feel like I'm gonna keep it a stack, and this is me personally. I'm not taking care of nobody. So if you want to split the bills, if you want to split whatever, we're splitting everything, and it's a split. It's not giving a child. I'm not taking care of no grown man. Exactly. I'm not taking care of no grown woman. I'm taking care of nobody. Nobody grown. Let's be for real. Unless you got something going on for real. And so, she said she was just open to coming up with a fair compromise. And he wasn't even trying to hear all that. And that's what's like, what you got going on? I would immediately be suspicious. Where you need that money for?
Right.
All right. Who you trying to spend it on? Because it's not me. So where's she at? Bring her over here. That's what it gives.
Right.
And that's what I would say, ma'am, if you're listening in London. Tell him bring his little shorty over there so y'all can discuss it. Because she could pay his part, honestly. I'm okay with that. As long as he gets paid. All right. Let's do... This one is interesting. I have my opinion already. Am I the asshole? I'm cousins... I am my cousin's maid of honor for our wedding, September 30th. I had to cancel my attendance for the wedding because my mom has cancer and starts treatment next week. Her wedding is also planned on my birthday, and the wedding is on the other side of the country for me. I feel guilty, but I'm also at a point where I can't please everyone. Does canceling my attendance on her wedding day when I'm the maid of honor make me the asshole?
Okay. I want to say it does not, because what you're going through with your mom and everything like that, but besides your birthday, what you're going through with your mom is more important than the birthday. However, I wouldn't have agreed to do it if I knew that I had too much on my plate.
Right.
I just wouldn't agree to do it. So now it's like... Because... You could have let her know. However, her being your best friend should have
maybe... That's her cousin.
Cousin. Maybe she should have known what you were going through. You had too much on her plate, so she shouldn't have asked you in the first place. You could say that
I'm
too.
I'm assuming maybe this is new, finding out about the mom cancer thing. I don't know. But I only thing that makes me is because it's so soon. September 30th is the wedding day. And she posted this 18 hours ago. So... That means she canceled on her yesterday. So
I want to say she's not, because her mom has cancer.
Yeah,
like,
it's
because
of the mom thing, and that's really why.
If the mom wasn't in it, and it was just it's my birthday, it's across the country, I'd be like, girl, could let that lady know way before this month, the month of,
right. And that's why I said I'm assuming it must be like new, the mom situation, because if she knew about it before, then you know what I'm saying, you wouldn't have Right. You would have either planned accordingly, like been canceled on her or whatever. It's just a bad situation. I definitely feel bad. I don't think she's the asshole, but I would understand as the bride being like frustrated.
Right.
Yeah.
Not on purpose, but
it's just like, yeah, it's disappointing, especially, you know, right, that's your cousin, you wanted them there, you know, whatever, that's your maid of honor, now you gotta try to get somebody, like, it's a stressful time already. I would be understanding. Exactly. I would be understanding, but my feelings would definitely be hurt. So yeah, I don't think she's the asshole. I don't think the other one really is the asshole either, if she was upset, but yeah. We got this one. All right. Am I the asshole for wanting to meet up with another man while I have a boyfriend? I, 20 female, got a text from a childhood friend a few days ago. He told me he's coming to a concert in my area and tickets are dirt cheap right now. There's going to be an after party and some mutual friends are coming from middle school and high school. I thought it was cool and could be an opportunity to go see some of my old friends and catch up. It's not an area I've been to. I don't know. It's only 30 minutes from me and I know people there. I was excited because I don't have friends. They're either in college or got pregnant and are busy being moms. I work a lot and pretty much only have work friends. My boyfriend read it as I'm excited to see another man when I'm excited to socialize. I haven't been to a concert or done anything fun in months. He has access to my phone and social media. He read the messages and said my friend wants to get with me. He told me to stop messaging him and I'm respectful, but I kind of don't want to. We grew up together and I haven't seen any of my friends from that city since 9th grade. I really don't see how he's flirting. I did post some of the text so people can see it for themselves. Am I the asshole for wanting to catch up and go to the concert with him? I didn't see any of the messages, so I don't have those, but just off the story alone, do you feel like she's the asshole?
Only because I would definitely feel some type of way if my, and I'm just speaking because I know how I would feel, if my boyfriend said a childhood friend of his, because normally a childhood friend is somebody that you had feelings for when you was younger.
No, it's not. Saying,
oh, please. It don't gotta mean that. Let me stop. It don't have to mean that, but how I think it means that. And they want to go to a concert with you. Okay, well, what time the concert starts? What time we're going?
Right. It doesn't seem like he even said he wanted to go. He just was like, you can't go.
So my boyfriend better pick me over his childhood friend.
I feel like, I don't think she's the asshole. And I think this is hilarious.
You can have friends, but at the end of the day, if it's a relationship, I mean, she is young, but if it's a relationship where, regardless if they stay together or not, at that point, I mean, it could be insecurities or whatever the case may be. Right. But I feel like if it's boundaries, if it's a respect thing, but it's just they're not married, but if you want to just look at it as a respect thing, it could just you can literally look at it as a respect thing. Would you be okay if I went to the concert with a female and you were not there?
I'm not asking permission, so.
Well, Alicia, that's you. Everybody don't think like you.
I know, and that's what I'm saying. I knew you were gonna have this opinion because you're a Taurus, and I'm a Sag, so I feel like this is gonna be a good one because y'all are jealous, and I'm not. Like, I'm not tripping. I'm in competition with no bitch. I'm not worried about it. Like,
it ain't even got nothing to do with competition.
But that's how I'm thinking. I'm like, whatever. Right. Y'all wanna go see y'all little whoop whoop? I don't wanna go, so you don't have to. Like, that's the thing. She says she hasn't done anything fun in months, so why your boyfriend not taking you out?
Exactly.
Is that really what you're upset about, sir? That you're not providing a good time. That's what it sounded like.
It could be that you need to get her out of the house more.
She said it's not just gonna be her, it's gonna be it's gonna be other people. If the boyfriend's really concerned, pull up. If not, shut your mouth. I'm gonna do what I want to do. We don't do nothing. I'm bored. I don't got no friends. What you want me to say? It's literally a concert 30 minutes from here. You gotta work or something. I'm sorry. I will FaceTime you when I'm there. I don't know what more I could say or do to help you get through whatever you need to work through to be okay with this. Mm-hmm. But I'm gonna need you to work through that. That seems like it's a personal problem.
Right.
I don't feel like she's the asshole. Especially, and again, this is him knowing beforehand. It's not like she did. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so I'm thinking she knew, the childhood friend reached. So it's a group of them.
Yeah, the childhood friend reached out to her directly, but he's saying other people from their hometown are going to be there. Okay, so it's going to end up being more of a group thing than one-on-one. Exactly.
Okay, I misunderstood that part.
Old boy need to calm down.
Yeah, and I probably want to trip in a group setting, but yeah, one-on-one thing, yeah, Alicia, you know.
Yeah, if it was one-on-one, I get it. Personally, yeah, no. I still wouldn't care, for real, but I would understand other people feeling weird about it. Because I know me, and I know if I'm like, ain't nothing happening.
Right.
You feel me? But, you know, that's not everybody. So, in the words of my fave, NeNe Leakes, if you don't like it, you don't like it. That's all I would say. I have one more here. This one was weird. I don't even know why I picked this, but here we are. Am I the asshole for not knowing where my wife's clothes go? A lighthearted topic. We both do household chores. I do a little more cleaning. She does a little bit more laundry and dishes, but all in all, pretty equal. I hold the same philosophy for her clothes that I do with the dishes. I don't know. I know the general vicinity of where they need to be, but not exactly, but not really the exact compass coordinates. To be honest, I hold the same policy with my clothes. Close enough, I'll find it. But I do get hit with the, where the hell did you put my work pants? Where did you put the pasta strainer? If I don't know the exact IP range, it should be in. Maybe I'm just careless, but I don't see it as a big deal. Am I the asshole?
No. Men are from...
I know you would get mad. I don't know why you're saying this. I know for a fact you would get so tight if they put your stuff back somewhere. I don't know why you're acting like this right now. She's trying to be the cool girl right now. But we don't get damn much. She will lose her mind.
Okay. So... it would annoy me, yes.
Mm-hmm.
It would annoy me because I'm very, things have to go, and my name is Maxine for a reason. If y'all don't know, I'm named after my grandmother. I'm very much like her. Very much, no, it has to go this way. No, don't do it this way. No, don't do it that way. It need to go right there. Why would you fold it up like that? It's supposed to go like that.
Exactly. So I don't know what you're saying. It would annoy me.
But at the end of the day, men are slow. So it would annoy me. You would hear my mouth every day. So, I mean, no. I won't say you're that.
I don't think he's the asshole, but it is.
Yeah,
he
is careless. But you're getting on my nerves. Yeah. You're getting on my nerves.
He is
every day
careless.
In the house, you should know where my stuff goes.
That. Because why am I having to hunt this down? Especially like in the kitchen, I'd be real particular. Like, I like to organize everything and have it set up to where it makes sense. So if you're putting it in some place that it doesn't make sense, why are the pots here and the lids over here? What are we doing? Does that make any sense? The bowls and knives should be right here so I can grab a bowl, grab my spoon, and make my cereal. So why are we putting them back places they don't go? So if we already have a place designated, it doesn't make sense for you not to put it back where you got it from, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that would definitely annoy me. I don't think he's the asshole like he was saying. I think he's just careless. And hopefully he'll fix it. Probably not. And she probably should have realized that before they got married. Okay. That is really it for that. The last thing we were going to do is just name something petty you've done recently. Because I'm a petty queen, so we know I have been. But I just peeped it last night. For me in particular, driving. If I'm driving, I'm cruising, I'm vibing, I'm on the highway, I'm chilling, I'm going a smooth 75, why are you on my ass? And I naturally start letting up on the gas and slowing down. Because you could have very easily went around me.
Around.
I didn't even realize I did it. Like, it's conscious. It used to be a conscious thing I did. Now it's not even conscious. I just started kind of peeping it when I was driving home last night. I'm like, oh, I'm literally going 60 right now. Like, what are you doing? Get off my ass. Go around me. You got your big truck with your headlights in my face. I'm hitting the brakes. We both gonna die today. Mm-hmm. So what's up? That's what it gives.
Something petty, because, you know, I'm not really too much of a petty person.
I'm rolling my eyes for any of you who
can't see that. What is something petty? What is something petty that you think I do? A lot.
You're petty. Don't act like you're not. Like I could be like, you are. I don't try to make me sit here and think about it. I make it
sound like, yeah, okay, because I'm trying to think. Okay, so I guess let me see something petty I do. I mean, I guess I could use my little brother as an example. Like, he will literally wait to the crack of freaking ass to wash dishes or clean the kitchen. Like, he'll do it when he gets ready, and it's just like the kitchen will look a mess, and then all day, mind you, all day, and then when it's like 11 o'clock, fine, Max, I'll do it. And now you think I'm gonna help you put this food up so you can get the motion started for you to do dishes, and no, I'm not gonna help you. I eventually do, but I will tell him all day, and I'm not gonna help you, and I'm not gonna help you, and I'm not gonna help you, and I will eventually help him because he can't put up no food, and that's ridiculous. But shout out to Brandon.
Shout out.
I think that's the only example that I can really think of right now. I'm trying to get some like real petty, but yeah, I didn't think this one through. I'm not sure.
We'll come back on it because I'm not gonna let her be like the bigger person. Real quick. Oh dang, I wish I had it. Somebody left us a review, and I wish I did have it saved, but I forgot to say it last week. So let me see if I can pull it real quickly, because I really want to shout her out because she really be rocking with us. And yeah. Oh, here it is. Okay, so this is Chubbs the Brat. She left us a review. Realest and Rawest podcast in existence. I think it's amazing how it's not just them agreeing with each other on every opinion. These women are original. They were original selves all times. They don't miss a beat. T is always right on time and hot.
Period.
I want to shout you out because she really be rocking with us, and I flex with it.
No, heavy. For real.
Heavy. So y'all leave us a review. We will definitely shout y'all out. We appreciate it. We love the love. We love the support. Yeah. Like I said, leave us a review, rate the podcast, be sure to like and share, comment on YouTube if you disagree with us on anything, and we will always talk about it. DM us if you feel like we want us to go back and forth with you. I got the time. We could do that. I'll read the threads. Anyway, that's really all I wanted to say. I love y'all. Anything else, friends?
No, that is it. It's a Monday. We both clock in late, so we about to clock
I'm
out
off.
For
minutes. I don't know what you're talking about.
You are off. It is Monday. I work today. Yeah, from this and clock in to work.
Period. We about that grind, but we love y'all. All right, be here next week. Bye.
They ever trying to knock up, put my foot up in your cocker, call your mama and your papa like I'm finna take a dollar, turn that bitch into a soccer ball and rock a rock a rock a get in.